Welcome to Talking Walking's 2020 Visions. I'm Andrew Stuck, the producer of Talking Walking podcasts. 2020 has been an extraordinary year. The COVID pandemic has changed our travel behaviour for the foreseeable future, and a new normal has as yet to evolve. Many governments have encouraged their citizens to walk more in their local neighbourhoods, to undertake essential errands, as well as for better physical and mental health. Changes are being made in our streets to accommodate social distancing, with more outdoor space being allocated for entertainment, leisure and hospitality. Looking further into the future, what might the world of walking be like in 20 years' time? We invited people to share their vision of the world of walking in 2040. We asked them three questions and to record their answers so we could share them here. We asked them to tell us who they were and from where they were calling, and to outline what work they were presently doing that revolved around walking, as well as their 2020 vision. The voice you're about to hear belongs to Carolyn Affleck Youngs, an author and peace walker from Canada.
This is Carolyn Affleck Youngs calling from Vancouver Island on the west coast of Canada. So normally I'm away from home once or twice a year, making a pilgrimage or peace walk somewhere. But in these unusual times, where does a peace walker walk? Well, my own back garden. Because recently my partner and I moved house, and the place we're now living has a labyrinth in the back garden, which is really exciting. Labyrinths have long been a fascination for me, so I was so surprised and delighted to find this place, and we're so honored to be the new custodians. Some people think that labyrinths and mazes are the same thing, but mazes are puzzles made to get lost in, and the labyrinth is meant as a tool for finding oneself. Slowly and mindfully, you follow the path that weaves back and forth and circles around itself, and you end up in the middle, where you may feel more peaceful and even more enlightened than when you started. Our own labyrinth was patterned on the very famous one at Chartres Cathedral in France. There, it's set into the floor stones in the nave of the building, and here, it's furrows cut into the grass winding through a small birch grove, so it's almost like an obstacle course as well, because we've got tree roots heaving up and stumps and some soil erosion, so I plan to do some rehabilitation to make it more accessible. And I also have a mind to create an interesting and beautiful pathway to reach it from the street. This will be something more like what in Japanese landscaping is called a stroll garden. And one day we hope to make it open to the public, so keep your eyes and ears open for Labyrinth House and Garden on Vancouver Island. My vision for walking in 2040. Wow, it's hard to think that far ahead. I sincerely hope by then that we're not relying on fossil fuels and we've embraced alternative methods of transportation. I imagine freeways being repurposed and beautified as parkland for foot and bike travel. And what if along the pathways we planted food so that we could stop along our journey and sustain ourselves? Well, it might not be all that fantastic. It might be possible. COVID certainly has been a monkey wrench in the works, a spanner in the works. And we've seen a massive decrease in global travel and even local travel. And we're doing less socializing and shopping, and we're being more purposeful with our excursions, which I think is a good thing. And although I'm sad not to be hiking somewhere sunny and warm during the winter, I am doing a lot more exploring by foot at home, which I see others doing as well. And it's been a great way to meet people in my new neighborhood. So on a realistic level, my vision is about returning to living on a smaller scale, sustainably, where we know our neighbors and can walk safely in fresh air and good company. Thank you. Happy 2021.
We will be publishing further 2020 visions. If you'd like to record a 2020 vision of your own, then please follow the instructions you'll find on the 2020 Visions page of the Talking Walking website. From there, you will also find free podcast interviews of artists, activists, and professionals from the world of walking, and of those who have a passion for just taking a walk. Talking Walking and the 2020 Vision are written, recorded and produced by Andrew Stuck of Rethinking Cities Limited and the Museum of Walking. Our artwork was created by Ian Martin of Aardvark Graphics and Auburn Lowe. And the music was composed and performed by Simon Sanders of Easytronic.